Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Memoirs Through a Blind Woman's Eyes. And whoa, I like that. This is Country Night from the Sleep Sounds Skill. And we are in September. Yeah, September. Wow. Where do we go with that? Oh, wow. Sorry, I got distracted there for a second. but must be windy. Anyway. So basically, September, you know, I was still running Grand Cruisin' twice a week after I got basically help through August. Because August, I hardly did any shows in August because of the death of Judith Durham. I barely did any shows. And so September, I started running my variety show, Grand Cruisin' Station. I started going full bore with it. You know, really doing things. Because I did not run GCS very much in August. Because I started it in, I believe, July. But yet, I took a break in August. Because I couldn't bear to record much. I was doing the safari show because it was, you know, her genre. But at the same time, it was just difficult for me to basically deal with her death. And it still, you know, it still does. And so basically, I ran the shows, and we were talking about doing another show of just the same thing, variety, but up tempo, just all up tempo. And it was basically called Jammin' Through the Decades. It was just a Grand Cruisin' Station type show, but it was also a show where it was just all upbeat. That's all it was. And that's what I wanted. And I did that. Got that done, and it was, you know, I started that actually in October, I believe. So you'll get to hear more about Jammin' then. But we were talking about it at that time. And, you know, I was still listening to, you know, NASCAR races, you know, weather permitting, I was. And, you know, working on my station, Avalon Skies. That one, I missed mentioning. I was working on that starting in June. I missed that one because my brain was kind of yesterday as I was recording this. But basically ended up missing that one, and I apologize, but I started getting people, they were talking about it in June, you know, me and Herbie and Makito, aka Jenna, they all supported it. They were like, oh my gosh, you know, that would be cool, a station like that, because it's not normal, you know, it's a unique type concept. And so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted this station to be unique and fun and, you know, something everybody could enjoy. Well, all of a sudden, you know, I had a launch date for it and everything, which was supposed to be on Grandma's birthday, which you'll hear more about that in a later episode. You're going to hear more about that on the New Year's Day episode, what happened there. But anyway, that's what the launch date was. And we had Nick Baker of NAB Productions. He actually did the promo for it and also is doing the jingles for it. So, yeah, that's basically what was going on in September, was, you know, getting ready for that and getting ready for everything else. And, you know, enjoying my new staff. At that time, I had a staff named Ashley, who came in and was helping. And as I'm recording this, because I'm recording this later than September, I always try to want to record things in the month that it happens, but unfortunately that never seems to happen. But yeah. Unfortunately, she is no longer with the company as of New Year's Eve. But yeah, as of New Year's Eve, she's no longer with them. So, but in September she was, and she was awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so was Billy, the woman that set it up for me and her to work together. She was cool too, but also is no longer with them. But anyway, they came in and she taught me another new recipe, and I learned to make spaghetti in the crock pot, and it is the bomb dot freaking com. So anyway, we will be back for the October edition of Memoirs. Stick around for it, because we'll be back then with the more detailed update on Jamming Through the Decades and more.